Chas again, this is last Gemara again on the Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. Again, the Shaila was that that Rav Huna said over in the name of Rav that an Oshum, if it's not kosher for an Oshum anymore, where the Bailam died, so now you're going to use it for Korban Oila, he holds Loi Boy Yakira. That means even though you don't shecht the shame of Korban Oila, you shecht it Stam, still it's kosher for Korban Oila, as he holds you do not need an Akira. And the same did should apply to a Korban Pesach, in the case where the Bailam died, or they're not going to use it anymore, so it's not going to be a Korban Pesach, it's only for Korban Shlomim. So the locha should be, it should be kosher for Shlomim without making an Akira. So Mori has this theory that there's a brayso that says on top that Betonya le b'chor ki agavni yisorf miyad, if you shecht the Korban Pesach where the Bailam died already. So the locha is, you have to burn, you could burn it right away. So the question was why? The chur, if you hold, you don't need an Akira, so then since the Bailam died, right now it's going to be a Korban Shlomim. So a Shlomim, if you shecht it even without the Bailam, it should be kosher. So it was like, why do you have to burn it right away? Why could you burn it right away? The only thing wrong with this korban is that it's a shlomim that you made the shechita after the tomet shobein habayim, which is only an iser aseh, which the loch is, that's called the psul machmas dover acher, so you should not be allowed to burn it right away, but rather you should have to wait till the next morning. Like we learned, the klal was that kol she psula begufa yisarf miyad. Anytime you have a korban, that there's a psul in the guf of the korban, something's wrong with it, then you're allowed to burn the meat right away. Mashenken, if it's a psul, machmas dover acher, something else is wrong, you have to wait till the next night, till the next morning, till it has a psul nicer, it's left overnight, that's like a psul beguf. So the question is, according to Rav Huna Amar Rav, that you don't need an akira, why does this Tana say you're allowed to burn it right away? So first the Gemara wants to answer the Enechanami, that Rav holds you do need an akira, change around the Lashon, Ela Leteima, the Gemara says, Stam kosher, Ela'ema shochatu l'shum oila kosher. Alma boy akira. So maybe Rav Takol, you do have to have an akira. But if you shechted stam, it'll be posel. Salam Mishnah also, since he shechted his korban pesach stam, it still remains a pesach. And since it doesn't have bailam, the bailam died. Therefore, it's considered a psul begufay. Therefore, it's good while you can burn it right away. So Murray asked the question then, Ul Rabchia bagamda de yoma nizukon pi chamura, the amri kagoin shoy bailam to me amasim nidokon pesach sheni. Hi, who the boy Yakira? His shita was that only if the Bailam is a Tomei by Pesach Rishon, so he's still going to use his Korban for Pesach Sheni, then we say it's still considered a Pesach, it's still considered a Pesach, and it only becomes Ais Pesach, you make an Akira. But his shita is that you do not need an Akira. It's Abchia Bagam the holds a Korban Pesach after Chag Pesach, that you're not going to use it for Korban Pesach anymore, it automatically changes over to a Korban Shlomim, and you don't have to make an Akira. So then, Ma'ikla Meimer, according to him, it's Shre, the top writer that says that when you shechted the Korban Pesach and the Bailam died already, that you're allowed to burn it right away. The question is why? The Chur is only a Shlomim, and it's not called the Psul Begufay. It's only for the fact that it was brought after the Tomet Shabbat Habayim, so it's only an Isser Asay. It's called the Psul Machmas Dover Acher. So if it's a kasha, according to Abchir Bagam, if you do not need an Akira, why do we say this Korban Pesach could be burnt right away? So the Mori answers, Elo Amar Rav Huna, Rei de Rav Yeshua, Hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about here, Kegoyin Shef Rishu Kaitim Chatzois, the owner of this Korban Pesach made it a Korban Pesach before Chatzois, on Erev Pesach. Umeisu Bailam Acha Chatzois, and the owner first died after Chatzois. So what? There was a time that you were able to bring this Korban Pesach. It's right after Chatzos, the owner was still alive, so it could have been a kosher Korban Pesach. So the klal is, maybe Rav holds, the kol ha-nirav v'nidcha. Anytime once the Korban was once had a time where it could have been brought, and then v'nidcha, now we're saying the Bailam died, now it can't be brought anymore for Korban Pesach. I tell you, maybe Rav holds, shuv ein ha-chayzev v'nirav. It can never be used for any type of a Korban. So here also, even though usually Korban Pesach, that's not usable, becomes a Korban Shlomim, but that's only where it was never usable for a Korban Pesach. But here, since right after Chatzos, it could have been used for a Korban Pesach, just later, the owner died a little bit later, so maybe you can never use this. That's why it's considered a Psul Begufay over here. Furthermore, there's not a good Teretz. Me, do you time El Rav? Our whole kasher is one answer of Hunam Rav. They said over the name of Rav that you did not need an Akira. Rav holds no, an animal, calls the man it's alive. even though there was a time that it was roi for Korban Pesach, like here, and then the owner died, so now this animal cannot be used for Korban Pesach, but since the animal is alive, it never gets a din nidochim. It's never the pshat, you can't use it. If now it's roi for shlomim, it could be used for shlomim. His Rav does not hold from this klal, it was once roi, and then it got pushed away, you can't use it anymore. He holds no. Kozuman, the animal was alive, it could always be used. So we have Akasha back again. What does the top Tana say? That this Korban Pesach that was made a Shechita after the Bailam died, you're allowed to burn it right away. Why is it called the Psul Begufay? Luchur, it became already Korban Shlomim. So Al Shlomim is kosher. Now the only reason why it's possible this Korban is because you Shechted it after the Tomit Shabbein Habayim, which is only a Nisar Asay, it's not a Psul Begufay. So back to the Kasha, why is it then you could burn it right away? Should have to wait till the next morning first to burn it. So the Mori answers, Elo Amara Papa. I'll tell you, we're going now, Homani Rebbe Lezi. I'll tell you that the top Tana that says you're allowed to burn it right away goes according to Rebbe Lezi. The Omar that says, V'chein ha-sheichet ha-cherim l'shem Pesach. True. This Korban Pesach, since the owner died, became a Korban Shlomim. We're saying now, Rav holds, you do not need an Akira. So even if it's a Korban Shlomim, Rebbe Lezi holds that any Korban, if you shechtet l'shem a Korban Pesach, posel, it's called a psul aguf. So that's Pshan, this top Tana. Yitaka don't need an Akira. Yitaka became a Korban Shlomim. But even a Korban Shlomim, if you shech the L'shem, a Korban Pesach, that's a Psul HaGuf in the Korban Shlomim. That's what the din is, you're allowed to burn it right away. For the Gemara, V. Rebbe Lezer, you want to say this top Tana, it goes according to Rebbe Lezer? Echatis Nami Mechayiv. If you did it on Shabbos, Mechuyi Shibichayiv Echatis. Do less than Rebbe Lezer, Toyi, B'dvah Mitzvah Potter. Because Rebbe Lezer, now mission does not hold from Rebbe Yeshua's Svar the same. That even though you think you're doing a Korban Pesach now, wherever Pesach came out on Shabbos, he holds still Yechayiv Achatis. So you can't say this top Raisa goes according to Rebbe Lezer, because the top Raisa says that on Shabbos Yechayiv, Yepoter from Achatis. Only Bechoyom, you're allowed to burn it right away. But on Shabbos, Yepoter from Achatis. According to Rebbe Lezer, you should be Chayiv Achatis. He does not want the Pturim of Toyi B'dva Mitzvah. Elos and Gemara answered the same type of a teretz, but I'll tell you, Tir Gemara Rav Yosef Rei de Rav Solo Chasida, Kaimed Rav Papa. So Rav Yosef, the son of Rav Solo Chasida, said over the terrace in the name of in front of Rav Papa, Ha'mani, who does the top Tana go like? Yosef ben Chunoihi. I'll tell you, it goes according to Yosef ben Chunoihi. The Tanan we learned, Yosef ben Chunoihi Yoimer. What's his shita? Hanishchotim l'shem Pesach. Any korban that you shecht, l'shem a korban Pesach, or else l'shem chatis, any other korban, the shlomim, that you shecht, you have in mind to make it into a chatis, is a loch of psulim. That's what Yosef ben Chunoihi holds. Alma, what do you see? Psulim agufahi. He holds, it's called the psulim agufahi. So this top tanner also, truly holds, you do not need an akira. A korban Pesach, after the yonah dies, it becomes a shlomim. So why does he say, if you shecht on erev Pesach, l'shem a korban Pesach, that you allowed to burn it right away? Because his shiter is like Yosef ben Chunoihi. That this korban shlomim, if you shecht it l'shem a korban pesach, it is a psul begufay, and therefore you're allowed to burn it right away. O mishum hochre yisarf miyad, therefore you're allowed to burn it right away. O vipturei, what about the lochis pturim? Sovulak Reb Yeshua. Now he holds like Yeshua taka, that the beginning of the brisa says that if you shecht it on Shabbos, you're potter from achatis. Why you're potter from achatis? Because since you're doing it l'shem a korban pesach, like you're making a mistake, you think this is the korban pesach. So that's called the Toyeh B'dvah Mitzvah, and Rabbi Yeshua Shittur is Yepot from Echatis. So the kids of the top Tana is a Tana holds like Yosef ben Chunoihi, that he holds that it's called the Psul Begufa here, since you shech the Shlomim l'shem a Korban Pesach, that's why in the middle of the weekday you're allowed to burn it right away. But the either geese, if you do it on Shabbos, he holds Yepot from Echatis, because he holds like Rabbi Yeshua Shittur. This is one Teretz. This is going to be the Ika Teretz. Rav Ashi wants to say another Teretz. Rav Ashi Omar Rav. The old kasha is Rav, that Rav says you do not need an Akira. Rav the Yomek Rav Yishmoel Benoi, Shah Rav Yechanan Ben Bruka. I tell you, Rav says, argues tank on this top Tana, and holds not like this top Tana. And he holds rather like Rav Yechanan Ben Bruka. The Tanya Rav Yishmoel Benoi, Shah Rav Yechanan Ben Bruka Oimer. Im Yeshoyes Beyoim, if a person has time enough, later to know, Im Moshchu Bailam Meshadeim, if the Bailam took away the hands, in other words, sold the Korban Pesach, or else the Bailam died, or else if the Shechit should have known that the Bailam did become Tomei, is a Lachachayiv. If he then he shechted on Shabbos,
he's chayv achatis. It's called a shogeg. You can't say you're a toyeh b'dvar mitzvah, since you should have known if the bottle became tom, you're not. But he says clearly, if you shecht it on the weekday, you're not allowed to burn the animal right away, but you have to wait till overnight, till the next day, till it's tuba tzarosai, the tzura, the look of the meat changes. And then you could burn it. So tomorrow my time, why does he hold you have to wait till overnight to burn it? As it has to be tuba tzarosai. As you can't say it's talking about on Shabbos, because Shabbos treater, everybody holds you have to leave it overnight. You can't burn kachim on Shabbos. So Khuri is saying, even in the weekday, if you do this in the weekday, still you have to wait till overnight. The question is why? Lav mishrum, doesn't he hold, delay boy yakira. He holds you do not have to have an akira. Therefore, since you do not have to have an akira, it's considered a shlomim, and the law of a shlomim is that it's kosher, shalai lishmai. So why the chal of the apostle? Only because this korban shlomim was brought, it was brought after Tomei Shomrei Nabayim. Again, we're talking about an Erev Pesach, the Bailam died. And now the Shoichet shechted this Korban Pesach. So Lamaisa, if the Bailam died now, it automatically becomes into a Korban Shlomim. You did not need an Akira. And the reason why it's possible is because it's a Shlomim that's brought after the Tomei Shomrei Nabayim that you're not allowed to. The only Korban that could be brought after the Tomei Shomrei Nabayim is only a Korban Pesach. So that's why here it needs two Batsarosai. So you see, he argues on this Taptana. The Taptana says, you're allowed to burn it right away. And he holds, no, you can wait, Uber Tzerossi, you have to wait till Uber Tzerossi. He holds, it's not called a Psul Begufay. So the Kitzur was saying that this Rabbi Yishmael Benoi, Rabbi Yechon Membruka, holds that you do not need an Akira, and therefore this Pesach, this Korban Pesach, that's not Roy for Korban Pesach anymore, since the owner died, automatically becomes into a Shlomim, and therefore the law is, you have to wait till the next day to burn it, it's not called a Psul Begufay. So Rav holds like Rav Yishmael ben Baruka, rather than his top tana that holds, you do need an akira, and therefore it's called the psul begufay. So the Mara Dilma, no, I tell you that's not pshan Rav Yishmael here. Dilma mishum de sovalo kitona deve Rabba Baravua. Maybe Rav Yishmael holds like Rabba Baravua. The Yomer he holds a filu pigul nami boy ibetzura. Even in a korban that's mamish considered a psul begufay, like real pigul, still you're not allowed to burn it right away. You have to wait till the next day. And why? The Yalef oven oven Menoiser. He learns it out from Noiser. So what are we answering now? That maybe Rabbi Shmuel also holds you do need an Akira. Not like Rav. So the question is, if you need an Akira, it's called the Korban Pesach. And you're shechting it when the Bailam is mace. So it's a postle Korban. Why do you have to wait till the next morning? Why can't you burn it right away? I tell you, Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rav Avarahua. That every kachim, even where it's a psul begufa, even if it's pigol, still the halacha is, you always need ibatura. Now bring your raya, the Gemara says now. Diloy teimihochi, if you're not going to say like this, the Brice also said before, nitmu bailim, if the bailim became tomei, still the halacha is, you can't burn it right away, but you have to wait till the next day. Is ma'ik lemeimu, what could you say here? Here for sure you need an akira. What happened here? The bailim was tomei the first Pesach, Erev Pesach. So what's the loch? He's going to use it for Pesach Sheni. Like we had before, Havadeh Boy Akira. The Yom Reb Chia Bagamdo, Nizuk of Epi Chabur, it was thrown in front of his Chaberim, Kegoyin Shehoyu Bailam Tumei Emes. That if the owner was a Tomei Emes, by Pesach Rishon, the Nitzchel of Pesach Sheni, he was pushed off, he has to use his Korban now for Pesach Sheni, it's still called a Pesach. So Ibazoi, where the Bailam is Tomei, for sure it still retains its Shein Pesach on the Korban. So for sure, it only gets a shame shlom if you make an akira. And still it says here, if you shechted this Pesach now, l'shem a korban Pesach, when the owner was tamei, so l'chura, this is mamish a korban Pesach, that's a psul begufay, you're shechting it when the bailam is tamei, so really you should be allowed to burn it right away. Still this brisa says, Rabbi Shmuel says no, you have to wait till the next morning. Why? Here for sure it's called a psul begufay. So you have to say, he holds like Rabba Bar Arhua, that holds even a real psul begufay, still you have to wait till the next morning. So Marantit Ella Machbarta Kedeshani Mikora. The only terrace we have, like we answered before, that Yosef ben Chunoyi. So we have to say Rav holds that this price that goes according to Yosef ben Chunoyi, that holds Taka, Avada, maybe you do not need an Akira. And therefore, automatically, it is a Shlomin. There is this Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach when the Bailam was made, it becomes a Shlomim automatically. And still the Brisa says, if you shecht it, L'shem a Korban Pesach, you're allowed to burn it right away. Where's the psul b'gufay? The Torah says he holds like Yosi ben Chanoi, like we had before, that holds. If you shech the korban shlamin, l'shem a korban pesach, that's also considered a psul b'gufay. That's also psul b'gufay for the korban. That's why the Brisa says you're allowed to burn it right away. But really, it could be you do not need an akira, like Rav said at the beginning. Since right now this korban is oimid for shlamim, automatically it has it in shlamim, who are in a korban oshim. Automatically it gets a shem oile if it's not roi for a korban oshim anymore. But in Hanu Alecha Elu Dvar. The Mishnah says here, Ketza Tzilo Nesa Pesach. How do you roast the korban Pesach on Erev Pesach? If the Erev Pesach comes down the weekday, so you could roast it right after the Shechit, you could start roasting it. Is Mevi'in Shvud. You take a spit, Shel Rimon. It should be made out of wood. It's not a metal one, made out of wood. And which type of wood? From a pomegranate tree. We'll see in the Gemara why he punks the wood of a pomegranate tree. And you stick this long stick into the mouth of the limb. It goes straight through the mouth, straight through the whole body, and comes out the other side, through the nekavosa, towards the backside. You take krov, that's its legs, you pull off the legs, and you put it inside the animal. The inside, the kishkas also. First you take them out to wash them off, and then you put them back inside. This is the way you have to roast the Korban Pesach. Because the Pasuk says, Ki'im tzli'esh, roishoy al krov v'al kirboy. You have to roast the Korban Pesach, the whole thing together. It has to be with its head, al krov, with its legs, v'al kirboy, with the insides. So the first man the animal holds, you put the legs and the insides back inside the animal. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That's what Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds. That's the way you have to roast the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Akiva Leimer, no kimin bishel huzeh. It's no good to stuff up the animal. You can't put the legs and put it inside the animal, or take the kishkes out and then put it back in again. Because when you put something inside the animal, inside it's going to look like it's bishel. It's like you're cooking it inside. It's like the hollow of the animal is like a pot. And you put the kishkas back inside, you're like cooking up the insides in this pot. See, oh, that's offer to do. You can't put the kishkas back inside the animal, or the legs back inside the animal. Ella, what's the etza? Toilin chutzalo. You have to hang it on the shvud, on the spit, on top of it. Like the Moshe, first you take the spit, you put the animal this way, it goes through the head, it comes down the other side, and on top of the spit now, you put on top of this the krov, you put the legs. And on top of that, you put the b'nei mayim. But not that you stuff it inside the animal, but rather let it all be on top of the shvud on this long spit. Then it's all considered roasted. There's no shame bishul, nothing's being cooked. Because the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to cook. It all has to be tzli'esh. It has to be roasted only on the fire. This is what Rabbi Akiva holds. Yeah. Like Rashi. Ketzat tzolin shvud shorim in time of Porsche b'gemara. Nois net krov kedesiv tzli'esh. You have to roast the whole Korban Pesach together. So Rabbi Kiva holds this is called Kimin Bishluzeh. You are like cooking the kishka that you're putting back inside the animal. It's like putting it inside a pot. So that's also to do. Therefore Rabbi Kiva says the way you roast it is you put it on top of the spit. We're on top of the where the behemoth finished already. That's where you put the krov and the bnei mayim. Right. So the Mishnah says, "Ein tzolin esa pesach loy al hashvud." It means you can't use a metal rosh shabarzel. You can't use a metal spit to roast it on. We'll see in the Gemara why. And Rashi says the reason why. Of course, the Gemara shamatches mischame miktsose mischame kuloi. Because metal, if half of it gets hot, it automatically, the heat travels through the metal, so the whole metal becomes hot. So when you have this spit made out of metal, the outside piece that's near the fire is going to become hot. When this becomes hot, it makes the whole metal hot. So now the inside metal that the meat is around is also becoming hot. So the inside of the meat, you know why it's going to get roasted? Because of the metal. The metal is going to roast the inside piece of the meat. The outside piece of the meat is going to be roasted from the tzliyesh, from the fire. But once the metal gets hot, the inside metal would also be hot, and the meat right around it will become hot from the metal. And that's also. The Torah says, Sli'esh. It has to only be roasted from fire, and not Sli'mach Mazdabarachar. it can't be roasted from a metal, even though the metal was heated up from the fire, that's no good. Therefore, you have to make sure the spit that goes inside the animal is only made out of wood. By wood, we say, what becomes hot is only the outer part of the wood, that's out of the animal. But the inner portion never becomes hot. Therefore, what's roasting the animal? Only the fire itself, not the inside wood. Therefore, the Mishnah says, "Ein selas apesle ala shvud." You can't use a spit made out of metal. For lo yala afkala, you can't use grates. Rashi says grill. Rashi grillish balaz. Vekula chataima. A grill made out of metal at the same time. They put a grill, the grill will become hot, and the grill itself will be roasting the korban pesach, which is also. The Torah says sliyesh and nothing else. Omarav Sodik, Maisa Rav Gamliel, Shomal Atevi Avdoi, he told his slave, Atevi, save it Solovano as a Pesach, Al Haskalo. He told him, you could roast my Korban Pesach, and you could use a grill. So see in the Gemara why he argues, why he holds a grill is mutter. But the Tanakhama says, no, a grill is also to use for the same Svara. Because it's the metal that's going to be heated up, then the metal is going to be roasting the Korban Pesach, and that's also. The Pesach says, Sliyesh, only fire can roast it and nothing else. What's beyond the Mishnah? Why can't the spit be made out of metal? Why do you have to use it out of wood? And the Mishnah says, "Shvut Sharimon." When you roast the Korban Pesach, you have to use a spit made out of a pomegranate tree. Why not Shomatchis? And the Gemara, because if you have a metal piece, the outside of the metal that's out of the animal, it's in the fire, becomes hot. And the klal is by metal, the Cham Miktsosay Cham Kuloi. When a little part of the metal becomes hot, automatically the whole piece of the metal becomes hot. Therefore, the inside, the part where we're saying the Korban Pesach, you take this big spit and you put it straight through the whole Korban. So the piece of the metal that's inside the Korban now, when the outside metal becomes hot from the fire, makes the whole spit hot. So the inside of the metal is hot now. The inside of the metal, that's what's going to roast the inside portion of the behemoth. And that's awesome. For Achmon Omer, the Torah says, Sliyesh, where you have to roast the Korban Pesach only from fire. Fire has to be what's roasting it. For Loit Sli Machmas Dov Racher, and not if you have a hot piece of metal, even though the metal was heated up from fire, but now it's a hot metal, that's what's roasting the inside of the meat, that's possible. Therefore, you're only allowed to use a spit made out of wood, because by wood, we don't say the inside of the wood gets hot. The inside of the wood stays normal temperature. So what's cooking, what's roasting the animal? Only the fire. That's why you have to use wood. For the Gemara, V'nei shel dekel. Why does the Mishnah say Shvut Shorimon? It has to be a pomegranate tree. Why can't you use a palm tree? Use a branch of a palm tree. Now the Gemara, Aydi diyispe shivi, since it has cracks, Rasha, or canals. Rasha shivi means canola, canals. Shalsu shura shuris. There are lines going straight down like canals, and the branch is mafik maya. We're afraid when you start to roast it, the water of the branch will come out. The heavy kemavushal, and when the water is going to start touching the Korban Pesach, that portion is going to be like cooked. Like you're cooking water there, so it's the water is going to cook the Korban Pesach, and that's possible. The Torah says only tzli'esh, it has to be roasted, and it can't be cooked. So you can't use wood from a palm tree, because when you heat up that wood, the water of it's going to come out, will make it a shame bishul. Fredrik Mar Good, Abivanesi Shotaina, why can't I use a fig tree? Let me use the branch of a fig tree. There are no canals, no stripes on the branches. And the Gemara, Aydi de Machalchol, since it has a hollow, like inside of it, Mafik Maya, it also makes water come out of it. And if water comes out while you're roasting the Korban Pesach, Vevelekim Avushal. It's as if you're cooking the Korban Pesach, which is possible. The Korban has to only be roasted and no water involved. Rashi says, Machalchol, Keit Shel Arovam, Veshel Ego, Sheishlem, Moyach Mbifnim. It has like marrow inside. In other words, a fig tree, inside the wood, there's a hollow part where it has some juice inside it. So we're afraid when you heat up this wood, the inside juice will start to come out, and that will make it bishul, and that's awesome. For the Gemara of Anaisi shall olun, take oak tree, or el shachora from boxer tree, to shall shikma, shikma tree. What's wrong with these branches? Hey, if these branches are not like hollow, it has no marrow inside. There's no like juice inside, so what's wrong with them? And there it is, I did yispe kitri. Since they have knots on them, mafik maya, water will come out. Hence the knots are like a break in the branch. So if you ever have a knot in the branch, there when you heat it up, the water will come out of these knots. So drashi olon yishkosh ad yispe kitri. Oboy le meshinu, in order to make it into a spit, you have to smooth out these knots. You have to like chop them off first. The sakina with a knife, mafik maya derech makam chita. So since you have to cut to smooth out this bridge, you have to cut off the knots. So when you cut it there, you're going to make a crack in the wood. That's going to make it that when you heat up this wood, the water will come out of it. Is the hevelet pesach mabushel? May will be possible because that's going to make the pesach cooked, and you're not allowed to have a cooked pesach. Krati Gemara, oy bazoi, may shemar sharim nami is pekitri. Oy bazoi, why does the Mishnah say you have to use from a pomegranate tree? Use its branches. Its branches also have knots in the branch. So you're going to have to smooth out the knots. You'll have to cut it off. So when you cut off a tree, you're going to have the water coming out of it. The Teretz says, Shia Kitri. Teretz says the knots on a pomegranate tree are very soft. Strashi Shia Kitri. You don't even have to smooth it out with a knife. They're smooth the way they are. So if you want to use it for a spit, you don't have to first like cut off these knots. You could use the branch the way it is. You take this whole branch, you didn't cut it at all, so if you stick it into the Korban Pesach, when you roast in the Korban Pesach, the inside of the wood is not going to become that hot. It's not going to make tzli machmish the wood. And since there are no cuts at all in this wood, no water will come out of it. Prati Gemara, that's one teretz. Yavi boyi same, another teretz is, binavgo bar shosa. Talking about a young pomegranate tree, only 1 year old, the less pekitra. A young tree, its branches doesn't have any knots in the wood. Therefore, it's a smooth piece of wood the way it is. You don't have to cut into it. So then no water will come out of it while you're roasting with it. Strashi benagva bashosam, netiya bashnosa, 1 year old branch. Fred Gemara, v'ike bepaskia, good, the branch itself is smooth. You don't have to cut off any knots. But how did you cut the branch off the tree? Amonashach, you have a long piece of wood now using this wood for a spit, but you had to cut it off the tree. So the mokum where you cut the branch off the tree, there the wood is open. So why aren't we afraid when you roast the Korban Pesach, the wood, the water is going to start coming out through the mokum you cut off the branch? You have to be very careful that the point of the wood which was cut off, that has to be sticking outside the Korban Pesach. It can't be that end as goes through the meat. It has to be that end is like your handle. So therefore, the water that will run out while it's being cooked, roasted, will take a drip to the floor. But it won't go into the Korban Pesach. In other words, the makom, you have the behemah like this on it, and this here is the part that was cut off the tree. So it goes, you hold it down like this. So the water that will drip out of the branch will just drip down. The Korban Pesach is around the spit on top of it. So therefore, no water will come out. But the rest of the branch is a smooth branch. You don't have to cut off any knots of the branch. That's why the Mishnah says you have to use a branch from a pomegranate tree. So the Mara Masnisin, the like Reb Yehuda. Our Mishnah goes not like Reb Yehuda. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Reb Yehuda Leimer, Kishem Sheshvud Shel Eitz, Einoi Nisraf. The same way when you use this spit made out of wood, it doesn't get burnt up. Kach Shvud Shel Matras. The same thing if you use a metal spit, he holds a smutter. Einoi Masiach. He holds the middle part of the metal does not get heated up. Because he doesn't open the svarim. Cham mitzosa cham kuloi. So if you have this spit, this metal spit, since you have the Korban Pesach over most of it, the part that the Korban Pesach is around makes it that it never gets hot inside there. True, the outside piece of metal that's on top gets hot from the fire. He holds only this portion gets hot. But you don't say cham mitzosa cham kuloi. This part is hot, not the inside. Therefore, he holds the smutter to use a spit made out of metal to roast the Korban Pesach. Because the inside of the metal that the behemah is inside doesn't become hot. Just like wood, you don't say those things become hot. Who was in by metal, he holds those things does not become hot. Omru loy, the Chum said back to you to know, ze cham etzosay cham kuloy. By metal, if any piece of the metal becomes hot, automatically we hold the whole piece of metal becomes hot. Wood, here we don't have the svarim. If a half of the wood got hot, only that part stays hot. The other part it doesn't have a shame cham, it's cold. So you hold even by metal it's mutter, and now Mishnah is not like you. Now Mishnah is by metal, you can't use a metal spit. Because when you have the metal in the fire, the outer portion of the metal become hot, that automatically makes the whole metal hot, and the piece of metal. That's possible.